didn't like talking to Adam's pastor about the Bible. It's really confusing and just boring, too.
What? The Bible's not boring. You just need to be reading in the right place for your age level. I'm Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids, a great way to grow your faith in God. Thanks for stopping by. Okay, so there are certain parts of the Bible that might be kind of hard to understand, like some of the stuff about laws and some of the funny names that you might hear in the Old Testament. But there's a ton of really amazing and interesting stories in there too. You just have to know where to look. For example, if you like swords and battles, check out Judges chapter 3. If you want to read about a beautiful queen, go to the book of Esther. Or if you want to be amazed by the miracles of Jesus, go to the Gospel of John. The more you read, the more you know. So ask your parents or a pastor for help knowing just where to start reading your Bible. Our story for today is called Human Hamster Wheel. "Hey, Joel, come look at this cool bird," Adam called to his friend. "He's pretty neat, especially with the green and purple colors on his wings," Joel observed. "I'm sure glad your dad brought us out to the pet store, especially after the last stop."
"You mean when we stopped to talk to Pastor Michaels?" Adam asked.
"Yeah, all the Bible talk was confusing. Kind of boring," Joel answered uncomfortably.
"Hey, let's go look at the fish," he suggested, changing the subject.
They looked at the fish a while, then headed to the hamster cages where Adam's father was standing.
"Just look at this hamster," Dad said, pointing to a small, furry brown animal.
"He sure is running on that wheel of his," Joel said.
"Dad, why do hamsters run on these wheels all the time when it doesn't get them anywhere?" Adam asked.
"It's in their nature. They have a natural tendency to run, and when they're in a cage, running on a wheel is the only way they can get rid of their energy," Dad continued.
"Did you know that people are like hamsters sometimes?"
Adam and Joel looked at each other.
"People like hamsters?" Joel asked.
"How?"
"People have the tendency to run from God. It's in our human nature," Dad explained.
"Why do people run from God?" Adam asked.
"There are lots of reasons, but ultimately it's because we don't believe we need to be saved from our sin," Dad explained. "We don't believe what God says in the Bible, or we think we can do enough good things to get into heaven. But like that hamster on a wheel, no matter how hard we run from God or try to save ourselves, we never get very far. All we have to do is step off our wheel and let Jesus take over. He died so we could be saved and have a relationship with Him forever."
Joel thought for a moment.
"Do you think I could come to church with you this Sunday?" he asked.
Adam and his dad looked at each other and smiled.
"Of course you can come," said Dad. "We'll pick you up on the way."
So how about you? Are you trying to run from God? Do you think you can make it to heaven on your own? You won't get very far. God sees us no matter where we go or how far we try to run away from Him. He knows you'll never be able to save yourself. That's why He sent His Son Jesus to die for us. Instead of running, step off your wheel and trust in Him. For more information on what it means to trust in Jesus, check out the Have You Heard the Good News section of your Keys for Kids print devotional on page 102. Our key verse is Luke 10:16.
"Then Jesus said to the disciples, 'Anyone who rejects me is rejecting God, who sent me.'"
And our key thought today, don't run from God. We do a lot more here at Keys for Kids than the stories you hear every day. We run a whole radio station made just for you. There's fun music from Lads and Go Fish, programs like Adventures in Odyssey and Red Rock Mysteries, plus contests and games. Go to keysforkids.net to tune in, and thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.